ba bum, ba bu ba bu ba ba, ba bu ba bu ba bum, ba bu.
Finally, Friday.
Did this week seem to take longer for you?
It did for some reason.
Why?
Because of the cold.
Oh.
Was it cold?
Yeah, it was pretty,
I don't even know.
It was cold some of the days. But does that, that affect how long the week is for you, do you think, or not?
I'm telling you, when the sun's out, it's a good day. It's a little chilly today, and they, I guess I heard Tom Skilling last night say that it was almost 50 degrees. Colder today.
Yeah, that would be right.
Something with the, maybe 40.
With the wind chill, maybe.
And yeah. It doesn't feel that much colder than yesterday because the sun's out and it just...
Mm-hmm. It's not terrible.
From that polar vortex, like 60 below kind of thing, really nothing's bothering you.
You can get
to
anything after that.
And it gives you hope.
Right. No, that's true. It does. It does. We'll be fine. We're almost there. It's mid-February. We're good.
Well, spring training means springtime to you, right?
Yeah, oh, very much. As soon as it's ridiculous because the baseball players, all they have to do is show up there, and it makes me happy. They're not even throwing baseballs yet. They are now, but when they first showed up, they just showed them arriving at the facility,
and that made
you
excited.
And I'm smiling from ear to ear.
It's like the circus is coming to town.
That's exactly what it is. It's the slightly more grown-up version of that. It's me, an adult guy, going, there's guys, and they've got gloves and balls and bats. This is, yay. It's ridiculous. But it just, every year when that happens, it's like, we're that much closer.
We are getting a text that said it was 50 degrees on Thursday, and today we are looking at 18 or something. Right now it's 20.
Yeah. Much so colder with the wind chill again.
30 degree difference.
Right. Right.
Who cares, though? I mean, really, you see the sun, and it just warms you up.
So true, Wendy. So true. I think you might burst into song. Or flames.
Probably the latter.
Which are you more likely to burst into, songs or flames?
Probably the latter.
Wendy, listen to this. Please listen to this. The Brady Bunch needs our help.
Womp, womp, womp.
Right. Cue the sad Brady Bunch theme. Actually... The Brady Bunch theme and the sad Brady Bunch theme are the exact same song, just played slower and with more care, right?
Yeah.
It's the same song. It's just there's a slower version of it.
Here's the story.
Well, this is
of a lovely lady.
This is your beginning theme. This is your opening theme.
Very lovely girls.
But then, like, once you got into the show, if something of consequence would happen, you would hear...
Wah, wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah, wah, wah, wah. You would hear that one. That was the incidental music, meaning Jan's in trouble.
Right, and then there was also like there's some mystery going on.
Yeah.
It was something along those lines.
Perky.
Yeah, I gotta find these.
That was Greg and Peter coming home from school, and they've got a plan in place. Yeah, you would have that music. The stars of the Brady Bunch are asking fans, that's us, Wendy, for help to bring their TV family's iconic home to life again.
Now, that was for sale, right? Didn't somebody buy it?
Yeah, it was for sale, and it was purchased with the expressed consent saying, we want to turn the renovation of this old house into the Brady Bunch house, and that will be a TV, that'll be a series. The actors who played the Brady kids, I have to even tell you. Who's in the Beatles again? Maureen McCormick, who we talked about yesterday, and my plan is to talk about her every day, Barry Williams, Eve Plum, Christopher Knight, Susan Olsen, and Mike Lookinland are currently filming a very Brady renovation alongside a slew of HGTV stars. That's
the Home
and Garden Network,
I forgot about this, yeah.
With the goal of transforming the house that served as the Brady's home famous facade so that the interiors match the show's groovy soundstage set. So if people didn't realize this... When you'd see it on TV, they would show what they call an establishing shot, which is the outside of their house, and then they would show the interior, and people just assumed, well, naturally, that's the Brady Bunch house, that's the outside, and then that's the inside, it's the same house, but it never was. The outside was a real house in California, the inside was a soundstage that they used for the inside of the Brady's house. And people with a keen eye would say, if you look at the outside of the house, you would know that the inside can't possibly match it.
Yeah, I guess it didn't really. But most sitcoms are like that. I watch The King of Queens all the time, and
that
there's
was a
no
different
way.
House.
There's no way the
right.
the windows are in a different spot.
They all. It's always that way. But the
Bradys, I thought, matched up.
No, because I guess the most obvious one is they would say, now if you followed continuity from where the door is. Remember how, all right, so you'd go in the door, then there'd be the living room, and then there'd be the staircase that in the early episodes when the Brady kids wanted to be really cute, they would stand on in order of their age,
yeah.
oldest to youngest. All right, so that would be, if everything was correct, on the opposite, it would be on the flip side. It wouldn't be where it was. It would be reversed.
Well, then,
I was more than happy to accept it.
You make me sad.
Well, wah, wah, wah. Sad Brady music.
Oh, this is
that was also
thinking.
Used in Davy and Goliath, I think. The same song.
And The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, every TV show ever, I think, used this as...
It's just a bassoon player.
Something's wrong. Yes. Who could also be seen in the Brady living room in some episodes, crouched down low. Mom, why is there a bassoon player in the living room? Wah, 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 wah.
I can't. Some guy wah, has wah, put wah, together wah, wah. Instrumental selections from the Brady Bunch by Frank Duvall.
Well, Frank Duvall was the guy who was the composer, and you may also know him as Happy Kine from the Happy Kine Orchestra on Fernwood Tonight
yes.
in America Tonight.
This is a happy march when they're going out in the
yes.
backyard because they're going to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we could just spend the whole
that
day was, listening to this,
that music,
couldn't we?
Don't you wish that in real life when you did something, that music would just play?
Yeah, I just love it.
That would be
it.
So comforting.
I'm going to make you a little soundtrack on your phone.
I would
phone.
Like to have that, like an app. That says, you know, me and some of the other Sunflower girls are going to gather together. How would the music sound? And then you press the app and it just plays it automatically. Renovations are well underway, but the stars of the Brady Bunch. Now, again, I marvel at the fact that they pulled off all six because normally whenever they do anything Brady, there's always one that says, I'm not interested. It's usually Eve Plum. Usually. But in this case, they got all six. Original six, Wendy. Original
she
six.
She must need the money.
Renovations are well underway, but the stars of the Brady Bunch are at... Oh, listen to this. So what would have to happen for this song to be played?
This is called Mad Marcia.
Well, it's time to go to school, and I'm running late. Jan, you took my toothpaste. I've got to go to school.
See, the Bradys had problems just like all of us. renovations are well underway, but the stars are asking America to help with one major task, locating authentic vintage items that had appeared in the house. So if you remember, the set decoration didn't change dramatically. Even the show was on for, was it on for 6 years?
That's all. It seemed like it was on for all of my life.
It was on for 6 seasons, I think.
A lot of orange and avocado.
Yeah, the color scheme was very 70s. Very 70s.
Big collars.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they have the clothing. They just need the
clothing's
props.
Not the issue, right? They're looking for the things, the knickknacks that were around the Brady house. The cast is looking for retro pieces that were a part of the original set of the beloved sitcom, such as the floral couch that was in the Brady's living room.
I liked that. That's coming back into style, too.
I think it is. Couldn't you, though, in this day and age, take stills from the show and bring them to a designer,
yes.
say the Smith Brothers / Sisters, and say, I need this replicated. They could do it.
Let me think about that.
Hmm.
I bet they could. I've got to go to school.
That would be when Sam the Butcher was plotting which of the Brady's kids to suffocate. Remember that episode?
With a bone-in porter.
Yes.
Or
with a big slab of meat. Remember that episode? There's some episodes they don't show a lot in reruns, and that's one of them, but it was there. We all remember it. Such as the floral couch, like I said, that was in the living room. The front door handles. Those were very specific. I remember them being very ornate.
Yeah. I loved that house, man. I wanted to live in that house.
And many of the home's accent pieces, like the horse statue and the stuffed animal giraffe. I do not remember the stuffed animal giraffe, but
I remember the horse
statue in the living room. Right?
I do, too.
Yeah. Many of these 1970s items are very rare and hard to find, said Abby McCollum, vice president of convergence of social media for HGTV. We have seen an incredible response from Brady Bunch fans across social media since we first announced the series. Now we need their help to get the renovation of the house just right. Do you know that the house that the Petries lived in New Rochelle, which, again, they didn't even show an exterior on that house. You just saw the inside. I don't remember them ever showing the outside of the Petrie house, did they?
I don't think so. I thought they lived in an apartment.
No, it was a house. It was a house. So that design became so popular that there was a real estate place in California that replicated it and sold that. You could get that. You could live in that exact, like the way the floor design was. It was identical.
Really?
Yeah. But it would be weird in, like, let's say you bought it, it would be in color, and that would throw you.
That would be different.
I would need it in black and white to go for the full effect. Music would indicate that something had gone wrong, some plot that the Bradys were involved in had gone wrong.
This says comical trombone, so I think that could be taken. I'm just going to try and pepper up your story about this with it.
All right. Although only the home's exterior was used for filming, the interior scenes were all filmed on a soundstage. I mentioned that earlier. The castmates are partnering with HGTV stars like Drew and Jonathan Scott.
Are those the twin brothers?
I think they are. I don't see much HGTV. Leanne and Steve Ford. I'm not sure who that is. And Nicole Curtis. I don't know who that is. To renovate the house and match the real deal both inside and out. The show, The Very Brady Renovation, premieres on HGTV sometime this year in 2019.
I'll be watching that.
I want to see it. I'm anxious to see it.
This says Indian Grand Canyon clarinet. I'm anxious to hear it.
Oh, so this will, this, I know what this will be.
You're so weird.
This is from the two-parter, the cliffhanger episode, where the Bradys visited the Grand Canyon.
And had more fun than you did when you actually, you had more fun watching the Grand Canyon on the Brady Bunch
than being there. It was much more, it paid off much more. See, it's Brady, but it's got like a southwestern-y flair to it.
Like a Native American.
Yeah. Well, Frank Duvall outdid himself with this.
He really
was
good.
That was stunning. Oh, was that good? I'm trying to remember if he did a similar thing when the Bradys, also in a two-parter, Wendy, visited Hawaii. I think there was Brady music that had like an electric
tribal or something. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Here is spooky music. This might be when he dropped the idol. I don't know.
Oh, no. Well, let me hear it, but I have a theory on this one.
I can't find it. Some of these are not. This is, what
remember
did I say?
The episode where the Bradys thought that their house was haunted, but it turned out it was just settling, but they were pretty sure that there were ghosts in the Brady house? Do you remember that episode?
Yes, I do. I can't find it now.
I bet that's from there.
Darn it. I can't find
where,
it now.
Where did these come from? Is there a CD or something?
No,
or
some guy put a website together and put all the waves. I'm sure when someone finds out about it, they're going to have it all taken down. Nighttime dash to sleepy time. You want to hear this?
I would like to hear that. I don't know what it is, though. Wow, listen to that.
The Brady
That's
Bunch.
Old English Brady Bunch. I'm not used to this.
It was in an episode.
What could have happened that made them play that music on the Brady Bunch?
I don't know, but I'm Cindy. Will you tuck me in?
Did the Bradys visit the 1800s in an episode? I don't remember them time traveling.
Oh, I didn't mean to play that. I'm sorry. I'm having much fun. How about a boogie intro? You want to hear that?
Yes, please. Oh, wow.
This is Greg got a new shirt with big collars.
Yes.
And he was talking about how groovy his girlfriend was.
If anyone who's ever heard music heard that, you could place the year. That's 1977. You could just hear it.
Big finish, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is back to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, let's stop that. How about Funkadelic?
Was Jim Backus in the Grand Canyon episodes?
Wow, I don't know.
TV's Mr. Magoo and Thurston J. Howell III? I think, for some reason, I keep in my head, I'm putting Jim Backus
was he a
on
merchant?
Those episodes.
A tour guide?
I want to say he did something with mule rides. Did the Bradys didn't they meet a kid in the Grand Canyon named Jimmy Montequilla or something like that?
Oh, yes, yes. Did Jim Backus play the kid's grandpa?
Jim Backus was not... No, he was like the proprietor of a ghost town or something, unless I'm imagining
this. No, that's sort of sounding familiar, although I can be suggested anything.
And I know that sounds like they lifted the plot from a Scooby-Doo episode, but I'm pretty sure Jim Backus had something to do with mules and a ghost town, and that they met a young boy named Jimmy Montequilla in the Grand Canyon.
I remember the kid.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Jasmine, see if you can book Jimmy Montequilla for the show. We would love to speak with Jimmy Montequilla.
I will look it up, but first I have to listen to what
this... Is Montequilla butter? I think Montequilla means butter.
Maize.
That's corn.
Oh, I don't know. I have to hear this because I'm distracted.
All right.
Outside the grocery store sax melody. Don't you want to hear what this sounds like?
This would be the episode, I believe.
Oh, you're sick.
Where the Bradys are done grocery shopping, they're on their way to their car, and Paul Winchell, who is a TV director or playing a TV director, sees them and wants to cast them in a commercial.
Dude, I don't know.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And I don't know.
Then his cousin Myrna somehow is involved. I remember that aspect. You find that out at the end, that somehow his cousin Myrna is involved. I don't know why I remember this.
I hope I'm remembering
it right.
Can I just tell you that?
Thank you.
But I mean it in a way different way.
No, it's fine. I'm almost positive all that is true, or fairly accurate anyway.
All right, this is Outside the Grocery Store sax melody.
All right. That's it. That's it exactly. Because it's almost like the incidental music from Peanuts, like when they're ice skating. It has that kind of a feel to it.
But hipper.
And Paul Winchell, remember, like, as he was following them to their car, he kept doing what you're doing with his hands.
You put your thumbs together like you're making a square, like you'd look good on TV.
Yes. He kept doing that in the parking lot. And the Bradys, because it was, you know, it was a simpler time, they didn't call the police and have him locked up. Because if somebody's doing that to you now, you go, I'm being stalked by that guy. By Tigger, the voice of Tigger.
That's right.
Paul Winchell.
Boing, 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 boing. All right, I have to hear one more. I'm sorry. Do you want to hear Hockey Organ Interlude? Or Music to Drive By?
Oh, go with Music to Drive By. I'm too curious about the hockey interlude.
I already clicked on Music to Drive By.
When was there hockey in the Brady Bunch? Wow, listen how great this is.
We're driving around.
Yeah. And this is where Greg might have been looking at something in the car instead of focusing on the road and creating a little bit of a crash in an episode, remember?
Yes. What was the other one?
The other one was Hockey Interlude.
Hockey Organ Interlude. Let's hear
from
this.
From when Cindy played for the Red Wings in one episode, remember? Wow. Wow.
Hearing this music, isn't that just bringing you
back? It just totally reminds you of, you could just see them in their little bell bottoms and their hair and their,
This is Brady Bunch March. We can go through these
didn't
later.
Didn't you want to be, like when you watched it, didn't you go, would it be the worst thing in the world to be a member of that family?
No,
I would love
great.
To have been a member of that family.
Yeah.
They accepted each other. They were, you know, it was a combined family, but they loved and accepted each other.
It was just, it would have been cool.
If your mom wasn't there, Alice was right there to take
to help
care
out.
Do you remember this? When they had a UFO?
Yeah.
On the clothesline?
And it was two in the dream sequences, it was two little people who were the inhabitants of the UFO.
Right, but they made it, they made it look like it was, who were they trying to...
I don't remember why, but there was some reason. Was somebody going to buy the house or something? Was that the episode where, or was that maybe the house settling incident was the one where somebody was going to buy the house? I can't remember now.
I think that maybe Marsha or Jan had a sleepover or something, and the boys were trying to scare them with this UFO. Oh. I know it was on the clothesline.
Right.
I do remember that one.
What was Peter's made-up name on the episode where he wanted to appear older and he had a fake mustache?
Was that Phil Packer?
Phil Packer, very good. Very good.
I would have thought the Packer fan would have gotten
that. But you know what? Listening to that music, it also reminds me of kind of like the music they had in the background of I Dream of Jeannie, too.
Right. It was the same kind of fun incidental. Yeah. Dude, we just need to get from here to there, so play us out.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wish the Brady Bunch was still on.
Yep.
Oh, shoot, it didn't work. Hang on.
Oh, you were going to play some music along with that? With the Cindy impression?
Yeah, I can't find it now. Darn it. All right, here's the Hawaii music, Bill.
Let's hear this. Of course, the great Vincent Price guest starring in these episodes.
This is when we saw the tiki.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's the UFO again.
No.
I also loved it when they went to Kings Island.
Yes.
Because
they lost the plans.
Living in Kentucky, we'd go to Kings Island all the time.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, they lost the plans in that long tube.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, this is my ultimate Brady Bunch trivia question. Who is at the top of Greg Brady's crumb list, the bottom of Greg Brady's crumb list, and every crumb in between?
What's a crumb?
Yeah.
There was a guy on an episode that he did not like, so he explained that this guy, this particular guy, is at the top of my crumb list, the bottom of my crumb list, and every crumb in between. That was Greg Brady's way of saying, I don't like this guy. Who was it?
That I don't know.
That's a tough one.
That is.
That was potential boyfriend for Marsha, Warren Mulaney.
Oh, I do remember
him?
That. Yeah. This is sad.
This is this is settling in. Like, we're going to go back and see what, like, something had happened earlier in the day. Now we're going to go back to the Brady house and see how things played out.
I picture the mom and dad in bed.
Yes. Right.
I was thinking of Cindy walking in with her red gym shoes with her head down because something kind of happened.
Something went wrong at school.
It's school. Will you say it right?
Yes. Right. You had to speak a certain Brady way.
That was the Marsha.
Right.
Jen, are you going to school? Marsha. I'm at school.
All right. We'll take a break.
When's the last time you watched an episode? Because I swear I saw it yesterday, and it was school.
It's been a long time since I've seen one.
I'm going to be late for school.
Victor, if you go Google that on YouTube, we can get it. We'll find it.
All right, let's take a break. Kim will give you some news, and then there's more show. It's Bill Left's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.
All right, Bill, all I could find was Marsha Brady.
That's funny. I've never heard of a George Glass at our school. I can never show my face in school again.
That's from the Brady Bunch movie.
Right, so that's Christine Taylor.
Well, but even... You know, then they had to say it in the episode.
They did.
Right. They're trying to emulate a little bit.
In the movie,
sure.
Yeah.
She did have a kind of an affected Southern California accent, right?
Yeah.
She was a Valley girl before it was cool to be a Valley girl.
Absolutely. And I know it was maybe over embellished in the Brady Bunch movie, but
that's all right.
If the Brady Bunch is still on, just do me a favor and find it this weekend and just listen to Marsha say skeel.
Do you remember who directed the movie?
No.
Former TV star. Former Chicagoan, too.
Oprah Winfrey?
Yes. Oprah Winfrey directed the Brady Bunch movie. You don't remember?
I don't.
Betty Thomas from Hill Street Blues?
Oh, yes.
So why didn't she... Because I think she did the sequel also. Why didn't she direct a lot more stuff? She did a very credible job. And even if you only did that sort of movie, that sort of kind of light comedy, she sure proved herself.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
she
didn't get a lot more work after that. That's really weird.
Or should I say Marsh and Greg?
Yeah, that would be better.
Here's the sad music you were looking for.
Yes. This is something very sad has happened in Brady World when you heard this.
And this is what's sad. A listener has texted us, and Bertrand is on 7:20 a.m. reading these texts.
I know. I can't imagine what he's thinking.
And somebody has just texted us, Jim Backus locks the Bradys in jail.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
At the Arizona Grand Canyon
He's got
one.
Like this old, right.
An old rickety jail cell with a big key.
With the ring.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I remember that.
And someone just plain and simply texted in Warren Mulaney, which was the question.
Warren Mulaney was at the top and bottom of Greg's crumb list. That's absolutely right.
Jim Backus was on Gilligan's Island, right?
Thurston J. Howell III, voice of Mr. Magoo.
Yes.
Ron Hogg! Come on, that's not a bad Mr. Magoo.
That's excellent.
Thank you very much.
That's excellent. The show meant so much to me in its early years that if we were out somewhere on a Friday, like I remember one Friday, my mom had a doctor's appointment, and it was almost time for the Brady Bunch, and we had to drive somewhere to watch it on TV because we wouldn't be home in time to see it at 7 o'clock on a Friday.
It was that
Remind
was
me
must,
what year it started.
That, it would have started in about 1969, and I think it went through 75, something like that.
So I was
it's right in there.
But seriously, 100%, that was your original must see TV.
Never missed it.
Nor did I.
Couldn't wait. Friday
then,
in school,
know,
I'd be thinking
older,
about it.
As you got older, you watched it on reruns constantly.
Yeah, over and over.
I still watch it. I watched it this week ago, 2 days ago.
That lineup, so ABC's lineup at the time would have been
7 o'clock
Brady
Friday
Bunch
night.
At 7, right?
That was an hour.
No, it was a half hour.
Oh, that's right.
Brady Bunch was a half hour.
Partridge Family
came on. Not in 1969. That was in either 70 or 71.
Yeah, which I loved.
Then you had Nanny and the Professor.
Loved that show.
Yeah, I liked that too.
Then there was a series of shows that kind of came in and out. It was Odd Couple for a while. It was The Governor and JJ. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. Wasn't there Room 222?
Yeah.
That was a
for a little while.
I liked
that. Family Affair on.
Family Affair was on prior to all this. That was already... Wow. Family Affair was done by the time the Brady Bunch came out.
Brady Bunch was 69 to 74.
74? Yeah.
I'll give you Circle Gets the Sawyer. I'll give you that.
So 5 seasons. And then the capper at 9 o'clock on ABC would have been Love American Style. With David Kaplan. The Lost Brady. It's ridiculous.
No, his cameo messages are ridiculous.
Yes. He would have been a fun neighbor, David Kaplan, to live next door to the Brady Bunch. Tigers in my lawn again.
And he would have worn one of those cool suits.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep. He would have fallen in love with one of the Brady girls. We don't know which, because he's very unpredictable. So, yeah, but that meant that Friday night lineup. I mean, I know years later, ABC came up with what they said was must-see TV. But when you were a kid,
that
growing up late
it.
60s,
yeah.
early 70s.
Okay, what Love American Style was on at 9 o'clock? Is that what was on?
Yes.
And that stayed constant. So did the Brady Bunch.
Love American Style, I think, was on a year less than the Brady Bunch. I think that was on for 4 years instead of 5 for the Bradys.
I love that show. They should redo something like that.
They tried for a little while. There was some cable station that did Love American Style for a year, and it just bombed miserably. Because they made it was less funny, and it was more love-oriented.
Because if you think about, like, Love Actually is kind of a long vignette of like a Love American Style because it's all different little.
Yes.
And it works so well.
Right.
You know, Valentine's Day and some of those other ones weren't as good, but it's very similar setup, you know?
Right. Remember the little vignettes on Love American Style? Yeah.
Did both your parents let you watch it?
We were allowed to, but I had friends too. Where the parents said, this is way too racy.
Me too.
Way too racy.
Didn't they have fireworks going on?
Yeah,
constantly.
Harold Gould, these are just some of the people in this episode. Ronnie Howard.
This is Love in the Happy Days. The one you're reading right now.
Susan Nair.
That's the pilot for Happy Days.
Marion Ross.
Called Love in the Happy Days. No Fonzie. Fonzie free.
Anson Williams.
Potsy. TV's Potsy.
Executive producers.
A guy named Gary Bellwood. Does that sound right?
Harvey Bullock. And you got to be right here.
It's not Gary Bellwood?
Produced by...
Maybe he wrote it. Or some of them, anyway. But yeah, whoever the biggest stars were, they always appeared on the show. And then they would do little vignettes in between the longer stories. And it was... Stuart Margolin, who used to be on The Rockford Files, you know who he is?
I gotta look him up, but I'm sure.
He's got very small eyes and black curly hair. Like when you see him, you go, oh yeah, that guy. He was Angel on The Rockford Files. He was in those, James Hampton, who was in F Troop.
Oh yeah, remember? I remember him from F Troop.
A woman named Barbara Minkus, kind of a thin woman with red hair. She was Judy Pilak before Judy Pilak was Judy Pilak.
What's her name?
Barbara Minkus. She was in those. And I'm trying to remember who the other lady was. Phyllis Davis was the other lady, black hair. So they were just little quick vignettes. They were all 20 seconds long. A lot of them had to do with pushing somebody in that giant bed. They had a giant brass
on
bed.
Wheels.
On wheels.
Through the street.
Yeah.
Much like the monkeys.
The monkeys did the same thing with a bed.
Why are you not married to an 82-year-old woman? It's just some of the names you bring up.
I mean, I just sit here every day when I talk to him. I'm like, how does he keep this all in order?
Here's the better question. Why does he keep this all together?
Why is the better question?
You know, my nephew, a long time ago, he's a little boy, because he, like, also knows a lot of random facts. He's like, I just keep it in my filing cabinet.
Just in case.
I feel like Bill has one huge filing cabinet up there with lots of files.
And my 82-year-old wife is yelling at me, you got to dust the file cabinet. What's wrong with you?
Just listening to you talk. He's a guy with dark hair with really small eyes, but then I know exactly
who he is,
met.
Right? Stuart Margolin.
Well, that's also the connection that you guys have had for so long, too. Because don't you find that when you talk to your husband or wife, you can say two things and they know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
I have said it in the past, if we were playing charades and you and I were a team, we would kick
ass. Oh, you would. Charades Olympics.
Let's wouldn't be good for the radio, but we should do it one day.
All right. That would be so much fun. That would be great. I don't know. If they ran that now in syndication, you would think that would probably bring a lot of interest, right? I haven't seen the Love American Style episodes in forever.
Yeah, but you had said that it only ran for such a short time.
I think 4 years. Does that sound right? 4 or 5 years? Does it say?
Yeah. It ran between 69 and 74.
Yeah.
And then when did they try and...
So it was the same years as the Brady Bunch.
So it's 5 years.
Yeah. It's possible that those were their cappers for Friday night, that the Brady Bunch always started their Friday night, because I don't remember
Love
them
American
ever moving
Style
it, ended
it
9 to 10.
All right, here are some things we didn't know about Love American Style. The show spawned many more spinoffs and indirect spinoffs than any other show in American history.
All right, so Happy Days is one. Wait Till Your Father Gets Home would be one.
Yes.
Right?
That was a 1972 show that I don't remember.
That was an animated show that was on Monday nights on ABC. Wait Till Your Father Gets Home. I can't remember who was in it.
But remember the
theme. Was Tom Bosley in that? Was he the voice?
I got it on a page here.
Oh, it doesn't
I can't.
Say?
You have a computer right in front of you, you know. You have your 82-year-old wife working.
Mildred, come in here. Where is she? She was just in the hall.
Oh my God, there's three computers in here. Kim, you have a phone. Why is it
I didn't bring it in.
Oh.
All right, so I have to mention, I have to get one more.
All right, so what did you say so far? You said
Happy Days was spun off of Love American Style.
The Happy Days Gang is what it was called.
Happy Days Gang. It's called Love in the Happy Days, I think.
It's called The Fonz and the Happy Days Gang, 1980.
That was a cartoon.
Well, that was a spinoff from Love American Style.
That was a spinoff of Happy Days, which was spun off of Love American Style.
Spinoff of a spinoff.
MeTV, let me just read this. MeTV says, although Bill Luff says differently.
Yes.
Mildred agrees with Bill.
And bring us some tea, Mildred. What's wrong with you? I've got guests.
She's putting her pearls on.
All right. The show spawned more spinoffs. This is largely thanks to Happy Days 1974, which was born from the Love American Style segment, Love and the Television Set.
But then they're going to also say that Laverne and Shirley was off of Love American Style.
All right, just listen.
Happy Days.
Right.
That massive hit, of course, led to Laverne and Shirley, Blansky's Beauties.
Yes, with Mork Nancy
and
Walker.
Mindy, Out of the Blue, and the
Jimmy
Fonz
Brogan
and the Happy Days Gang.
Cartoon.
Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, Fonz Hour, and Joni Loves Chachi. So because of that, it spawned the other shows is what they're saying.
Yeah, they're
Additionally, there was Barefoot in the Park, 1970.
Oh, yes. Although, on the Love American Style version, Wendy, it was an African-American couple. It was not, in the movie version, it was Robert Redford and Jane Fonda.
Oh, I remember the television show.
Yeah, that's a good one. I forgot about
that
one.
And Wait Till Your Father Gets Home. See, if you'd let me finish, you're right, and yet you're wowed.
That's what Mildred says, that she goes, you get too anxious.
She just is going to hit you with her purse.
Bell.
Speaking of
Ruth
Buzzy.
Does she look like Ruth Buzzy? I'm just going to ask.
The spinoff, Wait Till Your Father Gets Home,
was
the most...
A less hot Ruth Buzzy, Kim. Just picture that for a moment.
Jasmine, book Ruth Buzzy so we can play that back for her.
In character. I met Ruth Buzzy in character when she's playing the woman on the park
with the
bench.
Stocking on her head.
Yeah. Who's always hitting Artie Johnson for being pervy.
You're pervy.
Yep.
The spinoff, Wait Till Your Father Gets Home, was the most successful primetime cartoon between the Flintstones and the Simpsons.
Right.
Gary Marshall wrote segments under the pseudonym Samuro Mitsubi.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Mildred, did you
hear
that? I didn't know that.
The series...
Gary Marshall wrote those?
Oh, we talked to him. It would have been nice. The series also featured popular blackout segments, brief comedy bits that opened and filled the gaps between episodes.
Those were the ones I'm talking about. Did I get the names right? Did they say the names? Because I'll reiterate all four to see if I'm right.
All right, go ahead.
Stuart Margolin, James Hampton.
Yeah.
Phyllis, somebody, Barbara Minkus.
Somebody Cooper, somebody Calloway.
I don't know who they are.
All right, well, let me finish this. Maybe I'll get to it. Right. A regular cast of characters played out these cheeky, typically Benny Hill-like shorts.
They were cheeky.
They were credited to the writers Samuro Mitsubi and Tawasaki Kwai, goofy pen names for Gary Marshall and his longtime creative partner, Jerry Belson.
I didn't know that. That's excellent.
Mildred, didn't you know that?
Yes, I did. What?
Wendy, first of all, I know that's you because Mildred is napping right now. So I know that you faked her voice.
He wore me out last night.
All right.
Marshall would go on to create Happy Days. All right. Yeah. I can't get
Jerry
all these.
Jerry Belson wrote for everything. His name's on everything.
The show's bombshell, Phyllis Davis, was a Bond girl.
Yes.
You knew that?
Yes, I did.
Often
know that.
Clad in a swimsuit. She was the spotlight in those blackout shorts.
Yeah, she's very pretty. You would reckon, if you saw her, you'd recognize her.
Characters were often getting stuck on something. Gary Lockwood's doorknob fiasco is the most well-known episode. I don't know what it was.
There was, all right.
Love in the Tuba. And Monty Markham stuck in a medieval chastity belt on his wedding night and love and those poor crusaders' wives.
There was
Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello stuck together inside a tuba.
That was one. There was also one where, what's the girl's name from Lolita? Something Lyons. I can't remember what her first name is. But she and somebody else were on a business trip and they only had one hotel room. So the guy and the girl had to share a bed. And they both felt weird about it, so they put some device. There was like this giant thing that they put between them. They took it off the floor and they put it on the bed, and then one of them got stuck in that. And then, of course, they fell
hilarity
in love.
Hilarity ensued.
And then they had crazy time.
The original.
Sue Lyon. That's the girl from, I couldn't remember, from Lolita. She's in that episode.
Okay. Did Mildred just wake up and tell you?
Mildred sent me a telegram. She doesn't know how to work her text, so everyone's probably get a telegram, and it's from her. It's so nice of her.
She called, like, Glendale 5462.
Right. That's how she gets to me.
The original theme song was sung by the Cowsills, the inspiration behind the Partridge Family.
Oh, that's
I didn't
cool.
know that. Harrison Ford played a free spirit fiancé in one episode.
Really?
Oh. He played a young lover on the show in Love in the Former Marriage. His character gets cold feet after he spends an evening with his fiancé's divorced parents.
Oh, that's cool.
I am wowing you.
I didn't know he was in any episodes.
There have been several attempts at a reboot, which you told us.
Didn't
85,
work.
ABC brought back a short-lived new Love American Style for daytime.
It was awful.
However, The Price is Right drubbed it in the ratings and the network scrapped it.
Why would they do it in daytime?
Joan Hart starred in a pilot that aired in 99, but that failed to go to series. More recently, in 2013, CBS announced a reboot, which seemingly went nowhere because Love American Style was going to feature Canadian writers.
That could still work.
Yeah, why can't we?
It would just be like every episode would be hockey players in love with each other. Which I would still watch.
Score.
Right. Bom, 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 bom. That's the theme song instead of the old
good.
One. I want in.
Poor Kim, I watch her just look back and forth with it's no, like you're watching ping pong.
But I love it because I'm like
I feel bad sometimes.
Wowed by it.
And you can't get these on DVD. I swear I would buy, if they did a box set of all five seasons of Love American Style, I would be there opening day. I would buy that the very first day.
I wonder why.
I don't know
why. They're holding it in a vault.
It has to be like a lot of times with shows like this, it's not the only rights they can't secure are the music rights for some reason.
No.
Like the actors sign off on things when
it's
they
a
sign
a lot of people
contract.
To sign off though.
Right. Oh, so many people to sign off.
The DVD is on eBay.
There's a DVD of it?
Hang on.
A real one
Love
or something?
Love American Style season 1 volume 1. Oh, just one episode. It's $15.
No, I want the whole thing.
Well,
I'm going to binge watch all 5 seasons in one night. Bill Bixby was on a lot of them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was always on
Courtship
of
Eddie's Father. I love that show,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Wasn't that great?
That was a great show.
So good.
Mista Eddie's Father.
Yeah.
I loved her. What was her name?
Mayushi Umeki.
See?
That was Mrs. Livingston, Mayushi Umeki.
If you're ever on a game show and you need a lifeline, would you
call his number? I'm here
for
you.
Are you kidding?
She was great.
I'm surprised he's never been on a game show.
I have been on
you
Quiz
have?
Kids Challenge.
Wendy's
Nightfall.
Did you win?
Yeah.
There's somebody smarter than you out there.
I want a lifetime supply of Hulk Hogan vitamins. If you ever need any Hulk Hogan vitamins.
And then they went out of business?
Yeah, the next year.
Only you.
Are they chewy or were they?
I won four prizes and three of the four companies. You would win on that show a lifetime supply of whatever. And three out of the four things I won a lifetime supply of went out of business within a year of the show.
Well, what about the fourth? Are you still getting it?
No, the fourth was... It was a futon or something. Something that I didn't want or need. So right.
They didn't make futons back then.
No, it was called something else, but it ended up being what
like those Papasan chairs,
yeah.
Where it's kind of the round
yes.
One they used to sell at Pier 1.
Yeah, like that kind of thing. I didn't need it, so
I may have just ordered your birthday present.
Oh, really? Oh. All right, we must
on company time.
We must. Well done. We must say goodbye next. Kim, thank you for hanging out. Great to see
thanks,
you. We'll
loved
take a quick
it.
Break and then more of that. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
I think I just credited with you something.
You
that,
did? Thank
yeah.
You. Well, thank you, I think. Whatever you said, thank you.
Sir, you make me a better man.
Oh.
No, wait, I'm not a man.
Oh. Oh. Well, Mildred and I are going to Carson's. Do you want to come with us?
Carson's Ribs?
No. Carson Peary Scott, which I think are closed, but I don't want to upset her, so I'm going to go with her.
Why? Has she run out of shopping bags?
She is... She wants to get a... She belongs to this Afghan of the Month Club, and she wants to see what they offer for February. We do not have our February Afghan yet, so...
Doesn't she make them?
She makes a... She buys one and then tries to emulate it and then returns the one that we bought. Does that
you got a good woman there.
I think I do, Wendy.
Well, tell Mildred thanks
I'll
for
tell
her
you
help
said
today.
Thanks. Not so loud. She's sleeping. She's napping. This is her nap time.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.